Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you getting constant what-if thoughts, worst-case scenarios? And you might be thinking, okay, how do I stop this anxious mind? I'm going to be showing you a very easy framework you can be using right now in this very moment to bring relief in the moment. I'm also going to give you some tools and principles by the end of the video to help you from getting to this state ever again. Why constantly deal with ways to calm down your nervous system and your mind when really you don't even get to that level in the first place? So let's get it started. Here is a quick grounding shift technique that you can use right now in this moment. It's very simple. All you have to do is look around and focus on three things that you can see. Then focus on two things that you can touch. And then one thing that you can hear. This is called grounding shift. And the reason why this works is that it gets you out of your head and into the present moment. See, anxiety doesn't know the difference between what's a real threat and what's an imagined threat. Your nervous system really doesn't know. And so what happens is that when you're in this feeling of overwhelm and your mind is racing and you're paying attention to these thoughts, your nervous system thinks there's an actual threat. What this grounding shift does is that it gets you out of your head and brings you into the present moment. Now, recognize in the present moment, there is no danger, right? You can see things around you, you can feel things, and you can also hear things. And you realize that, hey, there is no threat. So what this does, first and foremost, is that it will provide some relief in the moment because it creates some distance between you and your mind. You can use this in your back pocket at any time. Anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, it just helps you get out of your head and be very present in the moment. What often happens is that while people do this and while this can help, people could also make this mistake of feeling like they need to use this just to feel better. So anytime they have moments of feeling anxious, they will get out of their head in their present moment, but then they'll also think, ah, but that didn't work. Ah, like it didn't make the anxiety go away. So what I want to do is really go even deeper. I want to even give you some principles to prevent you from feeling these sensations of overwhelm. What I want you to do is understand the root cause of why this is happening in the first place. Once you feel like you got a strong focus on the grounding technique, let's take it a step further. Now, it's important to understand that if you want to overcome this long term, not rely on this, you have to understand the mechanics of anxiety. Here's how it works. Your nervous system is designed to handle stress, any sort of stress. You might have heard the famous concept, the principle of the fight or flight response, where basically anytime your body feels like it's under stress or under a threat, it really responds in these two ways. There are multiple ways that it responds as well, but fight or flight is the most common, which is basically if something's coming at you, you either run away or you fight it. Now, the reason why our bodies adapted this way is because historically, the threats used to be predatory. They used to be lions, tigers, you know, maybe even tribal warfare. And so preparing us and mobilizing us for those threats was so common that our body basically developed an evolutionary advantage to handle these stressors. But if you notice, nowadays, we don't really have that issue, right? Your stressors can be deadline issues. It can be anxiety-based symptoms that are causing these stressors. It can be relationship stuff. It can be family things. And so what happens is that your body's handling stressors every day. That's normal. Everybody, even people that aren't dealing with anxiety, their body's dealing with some levels of stressors. But what happens is that when these stressors begin compounding, or in many ways, it could happen all at once too. If you're in a life or death situation, like let's say if you're in a car accident or something like that, your fight or flight response is automatically triggered. It's designed to happen instantaneously, but it can also happen in these small incremental levels. What happens is that your body's able to handle stress to a certain level. Then what happens is that it hits what we call a stress threshold. Basically, this is where your nervous system hits its peak. When that happens, your nervous system goes into fight or flight mode. Your body basically releases a bunch of adrenaline. And many times what will happen is people will often experience a panic attack. And so once you have your first panic attack, what happens is that that nervous system threshold that I mentioned begins to lower. But you might be wondering, why does your nervous system become more sensitive to stress when you're dealing with so much stress? In many ways, shouldn't your nervous system become more stronger? Well, technically, but think about it this way. Your nervous system is designed to protect you from threats. Now, when it starts seeing so many threats, what happens is that your nervous system begins to focus more on threats. And so it's starting to say, you know, Sean's in danger a lot. So you know what? We're just going to increase our chance of survival and focus more on potential threats. So we're just going to be seeing and say, okay, well, that could go wrong. That could go wrong too. This way, Sean is ready and mobilized in case something goes wrong, because clearly Sean is dealing with stress. We can see that. So let's try to protect him more and increase the chance of survival. Because you've had this compound stress, even small things will trigger you. You'll start experiencing intense symptoms. You might be getting anxious thoughts that have such a strong emotional punch. So a basic stressor that you could handle, well, what happens is that it creates an over-exaggerated response. This is why sometimes a lot of my clients, they were living life fully and they get such moments of overwhelm that they can't even go to a grocery store anymore because the lights are too bright, or what if they can't escape? And they get these feelings of panic. So they stop going to grocery stores because they feel all this anxiety. They feel that feeling of overwhelm. So they just avoid it. Now, what happens is that people start doing that because they're trying to find that quick fix, right? Very similar to the grounding shift where you're trying to feel better in the moment. But in the same way, you're also trying to find relief in the moment from not feeling anxious in other moments. What that leads to is people start revolving their life around anxiety. They stop going places. They stop doing things. And anxiety now is no longer a protective mechanism. It's basically a prison. So how do you begin overcoming it? Well, I want to say that if you want to know how to overcome this once and for all, I've written out a free recovery book. It's called Fearless. It talks about how to overcome these symptoms long term. You can click the link down below and get it. It'll go straight to your inbox. It's helped people around the world. It's what's helped me. It's what's helped my clients. And it's going to be a great resource to get started on the healing journey long term. So it's important to understand that grounding techniques are helpful in the moment. You can use them in the moment, but it's also important to have the right expectation. It's to help you realize that the goal of these coping and grounding techniques is to get you out of your head, but it's not a shield from feeling the overwhelm. If you really want to focus on long-term getting rid of the feeling of overwhelm, the way to get rid of the feeling is by feeling the overwhelm, feeling overwhelmed and moving forward anyway. Right? Recognizing you can feel overwhelmed and you can also be doing things in your head that's causing more overwhelm. So you want to stop doing the things like the what if and the engaging with your thoughts and the ruminating. You want to stop that. And even if you feel feelings of overwhelm, remember, it's just an emotion. It's just energy in motion. What you want to do long term is to let it pass. Right? So the grounding technique, what that does is that gets you out of your head. It gets you out of that spiral of thinking. Because you're thinking so much, that's often causing more feelings of overwhelm. And so when you stop the thinking, well, basically the cycle starts slowing down on its own. And then what happens is when you're having those feelings of overwhelm that's still there because of the momentum of overthinking, well, what happens over time is that the feeling passes on its own. Keep this simple. You want to stop adding more stress, and whatever stress you feel in the moment, all you need to do is just let it pass. That's it. So much of healing this is identifying what you're doing to keep it alive, and then also recognizing what you don't have control over, and that all you need to do is just let the feelings pass, just let the energy go through you, and it will subside on its own over time. So I hope this video helps and it gives you some insight on the healing journey. If you want to know the principles and the stages of healing, the breakdown, check out this video that talks about the stages of healing and recovery.